Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we start with our devotional today, we want to ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time that we get to spend together to open your word, the Bible, and learn of you. Please come into our hearts and help us to understand the lessons that you want to teach us. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad you're here again today. We have been learning about our neighbor, haven't we? We've been talking about who the Pharisees thought was the neighbor, who Jesus said was our neighbor. And yesterday we kind of had a cliffhanger, didn't we? Cliffhanger is where you're like, what's going to happen next? We get to do the story today, the story of the Good Samaritan. Jesus had asked the question, who is my neighbor? And you want to know how he explained it and how he told people who their neighbor was? He told people who their neighbor was by telling a story. So he didn't specifically say this is who it is or this is who it isn't. Instead, he told a story to illustrate his point. The story happened on the road between Jerusalem and Jericho. That road was very dangerous. Do you know why? It went through a narrow, rocky place where robbers could easily hide. It was very deserted. Nobody was really out there except for travelers. Everyone in that area knew that road, and they knew how dangerous it was. This was not something that was just some random road in some other part of the world. Jesus was talking specifically about a road that they all knew about and that most of them had traveled on. They had experience with this road. If Jesus had told a story about a road right outside your house or outside your neighborhood, would your ears kind of perk up and you'd be like, oh, I know where that is. I know I would. And that's what it was like for these people. Now, this road was very narrow and rocky and dangerous. And sometimes as people went through there, robbers would suddenly rush out, rob them, hurt them. Sometimes they even killed them. Everyone was listening. Everyone was paying attention. And let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 30. The Bible is divided into how many parts? Two parts, Old Testament and the New Testament. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. So look up Luke chapter 10. The chapters are the big numbers. Luke chapter 10. And then look up verse 30. So look down past 10, look for the little numbers, and there'll be one that says 30. And that's where we're going to start. Luke chapter 10, verse 30.
Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead.
Now, I want you to imagine this. Can you imagine this man who is stripped of his clothes? He's wounded, so he has blood, he's hurt, he can't move, and he is left there half dead. Nobody around. Can you picture that in your mind? Your person might look a little different from my person, but I want you to imagine that person laying there half dead. It's hot out. He's on this deserted road. He cannot move. He's too hurt. What is he going to do? The robbers had taken everything, his money, his clothes, whatever else he had. They took everything of value. As he's laying there, after a while, he starts hearing some footsteps. The poor man must have felt a little hope, like, oh, wow, oh, maybe this person will help me. Who was that making the footsteps? Can you look just a little bit further down? You found verse 30. Now look at verse 31.
Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
There's a priest! What would a priest be like today? A priest is like a pastor, right? Yay, it's a priest! It's like a pastor! Somebody who's supposed to look out for people and help people. Yay, maybe he'll help me! The priest was on his way back from worshiping in the temple in Jerusalem. The priests were supposed to help people, right? Pastors today, you think of a pastor, somebody who helps people. But as soon as that one saw the man lying there, covered with blood, what did he do? Did he stop and say, oh, you poor man? No! He quickly hurried the other way and just hurried on by. Gone. Oh, how do you think that man felt? He's helpless. He's lying there. He's thirsty. He hurts, and the person that was supposed to help him just went on by. He must have been very, very sad. Not only did he hurry by, but Jesus says that he moved to the other side of the road. He didn't want to be very close to this man. He wanted to be as far away as possible. Oh, is that somebody that really loves and cares for their neighbor? No, it's not. How would you have felt if you were laying there and the person that you expected to help you, if they just went on by? It wouldn't feel too good, would it? Before we close, I want to share a story with you. I was driving into town, and as I was driving, there was a young woman walking along the side of this highway, and she was very adamant. So she was waving her arms and walking very quickly and yelling and cursing. And you could see tears running down her cheeks. And I was all by myself in my car. And so I was a little nervous because it's not very wise to pick up people on the side of the road. But I prayed and I said, Lord, do you want me to help her? And I got this distinct impression, turn around, go back and help her. So that's what I did. I went back to where she was and pulled up beside her and I said, do you need some help? And she said, yes, yes, please, I'm trying to get to my cell phone in my car. And she gave me a huge, long story. And so I said, get in. So we got her in. We got her to where she needed to be. She needed to be in a safe place. She needed to have her phone, and she needed to have her car. And I was able to get her all of those things. And then I dropped her back off. And she was happy, she was smiling, and she just kept saying over and over, thank you so much. Thank you for helping me. Was that something like what Jesus would do? Was that being a neighbor? Not just to my neighbor, but to anyone that I meet? It is. And you know, the challenge for this week is to go and meet your neighbor. Make sure that you're with an adult. But go, if you haven't been able to do it yet, take some time this week to go and meet your neighbor. You might know their names or you might not. I don't know. But either way, we need to reach out to those around us. And it can start with our real neighbors who are right next door. But if you see somebody as you're leaving the grocery store, somebody who's homeless who has a sign, look for a way that you can maybe give them some food. Jesus wants us to reach out to those around us. He wants us to not just walk by on the other side like the priest did. He wants us to help those who are hurting. I know I want to do that. How about you? Let's pray to close. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see those around us who are hurting. Give us your love for others. Give us your eyesight to see them. Give us your hands to help them. Come into our hearts and fill us with your love and your spirit today. We love you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to finish today with our memory verse song. So go ahead and sing right along with us as we sing our memory verse, which is found in Luke chapter 10, verse 27. Let's sing it.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.